Welcome back to another episode of the Kentucky 15. Remember, this is the quickest, this is the most direct of the Kentucky podcasts out there. You can follow me on Twitter at the Kentucky 15 or the Kentucky 15. Today's episode, Jay Lucas. Not a big fan of this decision, obviously, but despite rumblings over the last 2 weeks to the contrary, Lucas has accepted an assistant coach position with John Shire at Duke. Can you believe that? Kentucky loses an assistant coach to a lateral move to be an assistant at Duke. What does this mean for Kentucky? Where should we go now? The time starts now. Pretty simple here. Get it done in 15 minutes or less. Either Cal wanted Lucas gone or Lucas wanted to be gone. We've heard for the last couple weeks that Lucas had an offer from Duke, but it seemed to move slow. It seemed like he had turned that down. Now today, Lucas has accepted that position. The last 2 weeks, Jay has been on the recruiting trail working for Kentucky, working to recruit for the Wildcats. But again, word broke this afternoon that he has decided to accept a position on Duke staff. To me, this is a decision made by Jay to leave Coach Cal's staff. There's no other way around it. Cal didn't push him out to bring in someone else. Kentucky lost out to Duke. Travis Graff. What up, Travis? Travis, who seems relatively well-connected to Jay Lucas, tweeted out the following. Seeing Jay Lucas, an up-and-coming superstar in the coaching ranks, be able to have as much recruiting freedom as he wants at Duke is going to be bad news for the rest of college basketball. This is a power move by new head coach John Shire. So what's he saying? This makes me think Lucas clearly was not happy with his role at Kentucky, not just as an assistant coach, but also as a recruiter. Lucas will have, quote, as much recruiting freedom as he wants at Duke, end quote, is a clear shot at Kentucky's recruiting format with John Calipari. Clearly, Cal has too much control, in Jay's opinion. We've all seen Cal yell at Chin Coleman on the sidelines, assistant coach Chin, and not in a good way. I mean, repeatedly on the sidelines during games, you can see this. You can watch this. To be honest, it's a little bit embarrassing. Whether you're biased or not, if you saw a head coach, if you saw that kind of interaction happen at any other school, Indiana, Florida State, whatever, I mean, BBN would be ripping that coach to shreds, okay? Cal does not appear to have a great relationship with many of his assistant coaches. I mean, you saw that with Barbie getting bounced. You saw that with Joel Justice getting bounced. You saw that with Chin Coleman getting screened at. You saw it with Jay Lucas, too. Go back, if you have the stomach, go back and watch the end of the St. Peter's game. Late in the game, Jay Lucas is trying to coach Sevier Wheeler during a stoppage and play a timeout, okay? And Cal screams at Jay to shut up and to get back, to step away. So, you know, there's absolutely no coincidence that when Duke comes calling, that Jay is going to leave. And he's leaving for a younger, a more composed head coach. I mean, I would put John Shire right there in conversation with like a Brad Stevens, okay? Someone who really fosters relationships, someone who has a really, really solid culture that people are attracted to. I mean, do you want to get screamed at during games and apparently you don't have much freedom on the recruiting trail? No. Shire seems to be building something great at Duke. You know, sorry to say, he's doing a great job taking over Coach K. If you've got to replace an absolute legend like Krzyzewski, how about this? You bring in back-to-back loaded classes, and you steal away the best young assistant coach and recruiter for Kentucky. Not bad there for Shire, right? So where does Cal go next? And this is kind of how, it's going to be a quick episode today, but this is kind of how I'm going to, you know, I guess it'll be a two-part episode, okay? So this is how I'm going to kind of end this one. Everybody wants to be talking new assistant coaching names. You know, you'll see Kentucky fans talking about Rajon Rondo. Then you'll see Kentucky fans talking about Milt Wagner because that would solidify DJ Wagner's commitment to Kentucky. And I understand all that, okay? But that's a little bit of a knee-jerk reaction. It would be very unwise for Cal to just go ahead, snap his fingers, and hire, you know, some assistant coach, right? Just to get that job filled or just to get one recruit like DJ Wagner. I don't think it's going to happen, okay? Cal has never pulled that stunt before where he hires someone just because they're related to a big, you know, a big recruit. That's never happened with Cal, and I don't see it happening at this point in his career when he probably has just a handful of years left, okay? I think it's much less about the name right now. Again, everybody wants to say Reiner. Everybody wants to say Milt Wagner. It's less about that, and it's more about the format. It's more about striking back at Duke. They took your assistant. Okay, whatever. Don't just go take someone else's assistant. Do something bigger. Do something much more provocative. Do something that's going to have a huge ripple effect across college basketball or the basketball landscape in general. Turn this sucker into what Texas A&M football has done, or what Alabama football has done, or what USC football has done. You're seeing crazy NIL numbers out there. You're seeing crazy recruiting classes being assembled. And it's because they're modernizing it. It's because they're taking advantage of what college athletics is becoming. Take a trip from Stoops playbook and scour the NBA for young, you know, minds, young assistant minds. You know, someone who is like Liam Cohen, right? Those type guys. Or look for Brad Stevens type guys. Again, dudes who aren't just recruiters, but they really have great relationships. And they really are part of a culture that is bigger than themselves, right? You have a chance here. You know, Texas A&M with their recruiting class and, you know, the new USC, you know, system that's in place over there, where it's just crazy the amount of talent that is being assembled. You've got to look to do something like that, okay? So can you bring in a new branch of your basketball staff? Look at Stoops bringing in, I want to say Stoller from Texas A&M, but bringing in, you know, the lady to be in charge of the NIL department. Do something like that, okay? And sure, they need to have coaching ability as well, and they can have their own staff, you know, working under them. It could be an analytics department. It could be a technology department. It could be NIL deals. It could be marketing. It could be promotion. It could be all that kind of stuff, okay? But I would say, you know, take a look at someone like Ryan Saunders, Flip Saunders' son. He was one of the youngest head coaches in the NBA, and he's not a head coach anymore, but he was one of the youngest ones just a few years ago, okay? Look for somebody like him. He's gotten into management, okay? Could you attract him to a college program? What about Luke Walton? Luke Walton's had a couple head coaching jobs in the NBA, and he's lost those jobs, right? He's currently not a head coach in the NBA. Maybe something like this could appeal to him, where he could run the NIL, and he could recruit, and he could coach, and he could do development, and he could be in charge of the analytics department. What about something like that? How about Charles Lee with the Milwaukee Bucks? He's one of the assistants there. You know, could he do something like that? Okay, he's had a lot of success. He's, you know, all of these recruits are watching Milwaukee play basketball. This is somebody who would stand out to them. Kenny Atkinson with the Warriors, another assistant coach, a longtime assistant coach at NBA, who's still relatively young. You could bring him in, okay? He has a lot of experience. He's been part of modern basketball. There you are. You got the Warriors. Everybody wants to play in an offensive style like the Warriors. You could bring in someone like him, right? And I, you know, full transparency, I have no idea how much money you would have to throw at them, okay? But if you think just hiring a new assistant coach is all of a sudden going to turn the tables against Duke, well, it's not. Or against North Carolina, it's not. I mean, programs are catching up. Michigan, you know, think about all the talent they're bringing in, and Juwan Howard with the NBA, you know, resume that he has, and still kind of young, and the young staff that he has. I mean, Coach Cal, he's clearly towards the end of his career. But if he wants to turn this around, if he wants his legacy to ride off into the sunset, he's got to make a change. And I think you can, just like Coach Stoops did, right, bring Liam Cohen and then Scangarello from the 49ers. This is what he has to do. Scour, not just for the biggest of the big names in the NBA, the best of all the assistant coaches. No, the right fit. Okay, Liam Cohen wasn't the biggest name, but he was the right fit. Okay, so where can you find somebody in the NBA that you think can help you, you know, rejuvenate what you have at Kentucky and blow up the system in place and create something new that Duke doesn't have, that North Carolina doesn't have, that Musselman at Arkansas doesn't have? That's what you need to do to make everybody forget about, you know, Duke is cherry picking from Kentucky staff. Okay. Now, we'll have another episode where we get back to some more names, you know, very realistic names and names that are being floated around. But right now, I think it's about the format. It's about the system. You've got to do something differently than what you're currently doing right now. It's got to be flipped on its head. It's got to be new and exciting and innovative. You got to get creative here, right? And you've got to show you're worth the money. You're worth the lifetime contract. And that's on Cal. All right. Thanks for listening. Again, Twitter. I am at the Kentucky 15. You can also find me. My personal account is at Upchurch 2013. And again, watch for me on Thursdays making appearances on the Locked On Kentucky podcast. Thanks.